At Granny's Blooming Art Show, there is going to be artwork that has been created from children at Loveland School District from grades 1 to 12. There's all different mediums. We have clay pieces, watercolors, acrylics, patchwork quilts, and all of these have inspiration from the gardens, from all the children's experiences of being in the gardens. I've seen a lot of the artwork, and I'm amazed.
Tell me a little bit about how the gardens are reflected in the artwork. Do you have any examples you can tell me about?
One of the acrylics that I saw the other day, it looks like a Cosmo flower, if you know what that is. But instead of just being a flower in the middle of the canvas, the flower bursts across the whole space of it, and the color is just vibrant, and it blows my mind that just from looking at a flower in the gardens, they created this masterpiece.
How do the artwork and the gardens go hand in hand as learning tools for these kids? It sounds like they really have a fun time exploring the combination of the two.
They do. If you've ever, or if you ever get a chance to visit the school gardens at Loveland Elementary School, when the flowers are in bloom, it is a rainbow of colors. And when the children go out there and they're seeing yellows and purples and blues and greens and all of these colors together, you really see the burst of color that they're seeing across the school grounds bursting out onto all of these different mediums and art pieces that they created for the show.
In addition to the kids' artwork, you've got some other activities planned for the day. Tell me about those.
In addition to the artwork, there's going to be a raffle and a silent auction with different things that have been donated from community businesses and community members.
Where will the proceeds from the Blooming Art Show and the auction go? What will you do with the money?
All of the money goes directly to Granny's Garden School, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and it's going to go directly to the school gardens.
And there's a tie-in with the Loveland Arts.
Yes, the Loveland City School District Art Department, the art teachers are such a big support. So we're going to take some of the money and put it into a fund for them that they can pull from if they need extra supplies during the year or what have you.
And if you can't make it to the Blooming Arts Show, there's still a way that you can help out Granny's Garden School and the Loveland Arts Department. Tell me a little bit about the wish list that Granny helped put together for you.
She is all about recycling and reusing. Some of her items that she is looking for on her wish list are wagons for hauling stuff, plastic containers like that you get at Kroger's with your mixed salad greens in them, kitty litter boxes, scissors, even Venetian blinds because they use those to cut into short strips to use as plant markers. Also, little hog shovels.
You can find out how to get more information about the Blooming Arts Show and Granny's Garden School on our website at wnku.org under regional news. Kelsey Pascal, thank you.
Thank you.